Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here, and our very special guest, Betsy Pepine, in the studio. Good morning, Betsy. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great today.
Hey, it is always great to see you, and because you're so busy, it's like, there she goes. And we know you squeeze in some travel and stuff, and it's all good. But you have a very successful real estate business. Been going. How many years have you now been doing that?
I've been in real estate 20 years, and the company's been around for 16.
Yeah,
and
we passed the 15, so you got to be getting close to 16,
yeah.
And we've talked about that. But, I mean, really, to build up this business the way you have, but you never forgot about kind of your other mission and vision about giving back to the community. And I know you started doing Habitat for Humanity. Now, that mm-hmm. goes back a few years at least, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Several years, yes.
Because the mission was 10 homes in 10 years.
Yep, and we're on home 4, and just about to embark next year, we'll be home 5, so halfway.
So, you know, your real estate business, for most people, would keep people extremely busy, but I know you're very thoroughly organized, and you've got great people on your team, and that makes a difference. So you're able to, you know, branch out and give back to the community, and the 5th annual Pepine Gives Charity Golf Scramble. Tell me about that.
Oh, that's my favorite event of the year. It's every December in Golden Ocala, which is an exclusive golf course that you can only play on if you're a member or you're involved in a charity golf event.
One of the greatest courses I've ever played, and it's been a few years, but I mean, to get a chance to play on that course alone is worth it.
Yes, we love it. And the people there are fantastic. They help us put on a great event. And we've got early bird pricing right now. That will end the end of this month. So Tuesday ends the early bird pricing. So if you are interested, we'd love to get you signed up on our website. There's also great sponsorship opportunities, as well as if businesses want to donate raffles or just want to help us volunteer the day of. We're always looking for help.
And I would assume that it has sold out. I know it has in past years. So Monday, December 8th, don't put it off. Go to pepinegives.com, and that'll take you really directly to it. I mean, there's an overview of some other things, but upcoming events, it's bang, it's right in front of you there. And it's just, how many, what year is this we're on for the tournament?
I believe it's the 4th or 5th year, yeah.
And does this also benefit Habitat for Humanity?
Yes, 100% of the profits go directly to Habitat, and it will go towards the house that we just actually broke ground on about 2 months ago.
Okay.
Yep.
And you know, if I'm correct, because, you know, I live in Clay County, but, you know, riding my motorcycle around like Interlochen and over in that area, are you doing some things? Have you got some projects going on over in the, you know, I guess it would be Hawthorne, maybe?
Habitat?
No, just in general. See you.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Because I see you everywhere,
Betsy. Yes, sorry. Yes. So our company, yes, we have we represent a builder out there, and they have a large tract of land and slatted for about 400 homes. And so we're helping them develop that and get that off the ground.
And this, I'm assuming, maybe is trying to work toward, well, I know we use the term loosely, but affordable housing, because that is really, it's got to be a challenge for people.
Oh, it is. It's becoming more and more so. Even people who historically would have never thought they would have had issues being able to afford a home. Now with inflation and the prices of housing and wages, Alachua County is the highest cost burden county in the state of Florida.
Wow.
Yeah, which means that the median income and the median housing prices have the greatest disparity.
Yeah, and yeah, when you account for the property taxes and things like that, it can be a challenge for some folks. But your business continues to thrive day in and day out. You guys are doing very, very well, right?
Very blessed. Yes.
Yeah, I get to share the success stories with people, and so you're doing this outreach, Habitat for Humanity. This has been going on for a while. This fifth annual. It's actually fifth annual, if I can read the information. It's your fifth annual charity golf tournament.
Yeah.
And Comfort Keepers are part of that.
Yes,
of Gainesville and Ocala.
Yep, they're our corporate sponsor. They've been fantastic to work with, and I really want to convey to people that I think there's a myth out there, but it is truly a hand up, not a handout. And that's what I love about it. You know,
yeah, they're invested. Whoever the homeowner becomes is invested.
They are invested not only in actually building the home, but they have to go to classes to make sure that they know how to maintain a home mm-hmm. and they know how to maintain a household budget. So we're really teeing them up for success. That's what we want.
Them up for success. I like how you did that. No, it is important. Are you still playing pickleball all the time?
Well, I had surgery on my wrist, but I will be back on the court soon.
Hopefully it wasn't pickleball related, the injury.
Was it?
It
was.
I took my first tumble the other day that I shared with people. I mean, you just fall. But, you know, when you fall in tennis, people are like, get up. We're ready to serve the next point. You fall down in pickleball, people rush around. Like, I'm not dying over here. But anyway, yeah, it's, what did I say? It's like a physical therapist dream come true. Yeah, keep playing pickleball. Business is doing very well. And gosh, all your kids got to be, they're all grown up
yes.
now. They got their own things going on, don't they?
They are, yes. One's in Australia and one's in law school.
Wow. Well, I got one in medical school. So,
nice.
Yeah, it and time flies, doesn't it? I can't believe how fast it goes. 23 years here for me.
Oh, wow.
Which in radio, you know, it's like dog years. Like nobody lasts that long.
He was 13 when he started. He tells people, though, so there's that.
Still had a full beard, though. It's weird. But anyway, yeah, time goes by too fast. And but you've got it going on. The book, how's your book doing?
Great. We just celebrated our one-year anniversary of release, but it's been a wonderful experience, totally outside of my comfort
it's
zone.
It's not a real estate book for anybody who's thinking that.
Not at all.
It doesn't teach you how to make boxes for moving, which I made a bad joke about when it first came out. But, you've got to really expand your horizons and your thought process and what you think the possibilities are for you and your life. Mm-hmm. And look, you've got an MBA. Why? What made you get into, you know, real estate at the retail level, so to speak?
Well, when I was getting my MBA, I took a class rehabbing houses for families at risk. And I saw the impact that housing can make on a family. And so when I was in a pivot point in my life, I had gotten corporately downsized and went through a divorce in a rather short period of time. I thought, what better opportunity to do something that I'd really like to try to do? And so when I moved back home here, I started real estate. I gave myself 2 years and said I had a plan B if it didn't work out, but everything worked out, and I'm so blessed that it did. And the community has been so supportive of me and my vision.
Yeah, and you give back to the community, and that's part of why you're so loved and appreciated in the area. And again, this golf tournament really is an opportunity. I mean, if you're a hacker like me, it doesn't matter. When you get on a nice course like that, your game actually really improves. But it doesn't matter because it's for a great cause, and that's what that's the kind of thing I like to play. And in fact, I'm going to play in your tournament.
Oh,
so yeah.
Oh, love it.
I don't know what they're going to do about the radio. I know this might be news to Greg because it's on a Monday.
Yeah, and that's if he doesn't hurt himself playing pickleball or something.
But
so
you
that.
Saw the boss poke his head in here, and I think it's pretty much a done deal. So I have
love
to be
it.
On good behavior, though, because he'll be around. But other than that, looking forward to it. Betsy, what else can we share with people? Anything?
Interest rates. I don't know if you heard. They went down a quarter of a point, and we are anticipating another half point before the end of the year. So that's wonderful news that brings
Absolutely.
Buyers back into the fold. So that's great. Inventories are climbing like they always do this time of year, still ahead of last year. I think there is definitely a sentiment that the housing prices are going down. They're not. The rate of appreciation is going down, but houses are still appreciating, unlike a lot of other areas in Florida. So we're in a really good spot.
Sounds good to me. All right, we appreciate everything. PapineGives.com. Go to PapineGives.com. Betsy, always a pleasure, and Well, I'll see you out there.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.